Hallelujah. 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 Amen. He gives me more credit, I think, sometimes than I deserve. Amen. I know one thing. I tell people all the time, and I don't fail to tell people that I wasn't a good man. And if you're looking at me and asking me today, I'll tell you I'm not a good man. But I will go a little bit further and tell you, but I serve a great God. Amen. And that God's brought me a mighty, 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 mighty long way. Amen. He's taken me from the very pits and the dregs of society. Amen. And allowed me to walk where only the sons of God get to walk. Amen. And that's truly blessed by His Spirit each and every day of my life. Amen. I can't find any greater thing to do in my life or do with my life than to serve Him. Amen. With a purpose and with a heart that says I can't stop. No matter my circumstance, no matter my failures, no matter the situation that may become overcome me. Amen. I serve an awesome God. I serve a greater God. Amen. And I cannot fail. Amen. I was studying today and over the last couple of days. And I wanted to know. I've always heard, amen, about a little thing or a little tradition or something that the Jews do at this time of year, or a celebration, or a time of celebration that they go into at this time of year. It's called Hanukkah. Have you ever heard of Hanukkah? Amen. You hear it all the time. Amen. Happy Hanukkah. But I'm going to ask you in my studies, I'm going to ask you something. Amen. And I want you to tell me, and I know your pastor, so he might have already shared all this with you. Amen. But I'm a little slower than he is. It takes a little longer for God to get through my head sometimes, or my that thick skull of mine. Amen. It takes a little longer, but do you know what Hanukkah means, or do you know what they do at this time of Hanukkah? Amen. Anybody? Festival of Lights. Correct. Feast of Lights. In other words, and at the Feast of Lights, what is that commemorating, or what is that directed? Okay. But the Festival of Lights was a rededication of the second temple, of the separate tabernacle. Hanukkah simply means to rededicate. So they were rededicating, amen, with the Festival of Lights. And the whole reason they were celebrating this Feast of Lights, and they call it Hanukkah, is because when the Maccabees took back the temple, or took back the tabernacle, they only had a certain amount of oil, and that oil would only burn for a day. So they began to burn that oil in rededication, or in a Feast of Lights. And as they began to burn this oil that was only enough to burn for one period or one day, the story is that it burned for 8 days. The miracle is that the oil stood for 8 days, and that light burned without going out. So now during their feast, they have a candlestick that holds 9 candles. And they will light the first candle, which is a 24-hour candle or a one-day candle. They will light each candle, starting at the beginning each night. They light a new candle, making sure that the light never goes out for 8 days. Isn't that beautiful? Feast of Lights. It's there to let them know and let everyone know that God's still working miracles for Israel. God's still doing a mighty work for Israel. But now I want to turn your attention to the book of John. And in the book of John, if you look at chapter 8 or John chapter 8, in John chapter 8 and 12, you'll simply see a scripture that says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, your traditions are no good anymore. Your traditions are no good anymore. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 9 and 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then John 12 and 46 says this one, and again, I love this one so much because I know what it's like to dwell or to abide in darkness. I know what it's like to be lost and undone and without and in darkness. And in John 12 and 46, he says, I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth in on me shall not. Amen. You can't stay there anymore. Amen. It's not possible any longer to find and live in a world of darkness without the light. If you have the light of your life, if you have Jesus, and you allow him to be everything that he can be for you, if you will allow him to move in, folks, you cannot abide in the darkness any longer. You're going to change your ways. God is a child. God changes people for a reason. I don't have to dwell in that uncivilized nature anymore. But I have Jesus on my side. Why? Because he is my feast of lights. He has become the light that never fades. He has become the light that is eternal. He has become the light of the world. And it shall not go out in my time. If I'll believe, if I'll live, if I'll stay in the light, it's your choice. The beautiful part about Jesus is that everything that he's done for you, he does relies on your choice. Yeah. He's not going to force the light on you. Exactly. He's not going to hold you down and make you stay in the light. He's not going to do that. He's not going to try to convince you in a way by bounding you or by holding you back. But when you find the light, you find freedom. When you find the light, you'll find salvation. When you find the light, you'll find that the chains of bondage will disappear. When you find his light and you stay in the light, you'll find peace everlasting. For he is the light of the world. Amen. And you cannot go anywhere when you're walking in the light to find the darkness. Though you make your bed in hell, he said, I'm going to be there. Brother, you can't extinguish the light. You know that beautiful little song that we all sing? When we're children going up, it doesn't matter if you're in the Baptist church or the Christian Pentecostal church. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Hello? Think about it. Think about it. He is the light of the world. He told you that himself. He wasn't trying to hide it from anybody. He was letting you know. All you got to do is walk in the light. It's burning bright. It's never going to fade. You can't hide it under a bushel. You can't extinguish the light. You can't get rid of the light. But the light's going to illuminate all of your problems, all of your situations. The beautiful part, and I've told this story before. I got dressed in the dark one night before church. I didn't feel like getting on and flapping on the light. I just reached over and grabbed my stuff out of the closet and pulled my pants on and pulled my shirt on and got all ready to go to church. And I got to church and the church was all lit up. And I got there and I walked in and I looked down and my daughter said, "Daddy, you had black pants on." I said, "Yes, sir. I see that." She said, "But your shirt and your jacket is blue." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I see that." And I thought about how the little widow woman, when she was looking for that mite, brother, the Bible said she found her a candle and she lit it. Why did she light the light? Why did she need more light? To illuminate the situation she was looking for. To illuminate underneath the chairs, underneath the sofa, to bring the light. When you're living in darkness, you're full of sin and you can't see it yourself. You're blind to your problems. You're blind to the sin. You're blind to the dirt. When I got home that night, I thought, "I'm going to go ahead and take my medicine and go to bed." And as I was taking my medicine, brother, I dropped a pill right beside my bed. And I thought, "Where is that little dude at?" And I looked all over. And my wife smiled and she watched me for 20 minutes. Looking for this pill. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm looking for a pill I dropped." She said, "Dummy, turn the light on." So I reached up and I grabbed the light and I turned the light, the lamp on that's right there by my bed. Click. And I looked down at the floor and I thought, "Dear Lord, it's right there." She said, "Yeah, I seen it a long time ago. I was wondering what you were looking for." I said, "It's just right here." I said, "I can reach down and pick it up. It's right there." And she said, "Not only is that pill right there, but look at all that trash. Look at all that dirt from your shoes. Look at all that junk all over that floor. When is the last time you vacuumed on that side of the bed?" I picked the pill up, put it on the counter, or put it up beside the bed on the little table. Went and got the vacuum cleaner out and had to vacuum. When the darkness is there, there is no illumination. There is no way to know that there's something you need to be taking care of. There's something you need to be doing. And you're not doing anything. You're staying in the light. You're staying in the darkness. You won't reach over and turn a light on. She said, "Dummy, turn the light on." Yeah. You look at your situation and you walk around sometimes dumb as a box of rocks. "God, why is all this going wrong? Why can't I figure this out? Why can't I figure that out? Why can't I find this? Or why can't I do this? Or why can't I get here?" And the whole time he's saying, "You haven't asked me to illuminate anything. You haven't, alas, asked me to really see the way. You want to walk around thinking that you've got it under control. You've got your situation where you need it. I thought I did too. I just dropped the pill. I seen it hit the ground. And I couldn't find that dude for nothing. Oh yeah. I got my readers. But you know, my glasses didn't help me. I needed some light. I needed some light. At 16 years old, I got kicked out of 8th grade, 7th grade. Yeah, 16, 8th grade. It's not where I should have been. 2 years. 2 years I failed trying just to get to the 8th grade. But I finally got there. I finally got to the 7th grade again the second time. And when everything else in the world was going on around me and I couldn't see to find my way out of the hole or the pit that I had dug, it took on August the 16th, 1986, me walking into a little church after crying my eyes out all day after an all-night prayer meeting. Sister Kelly may remember it. I don't know. She may remember of it. She may have heard the story. But I walked into that church with my pastor in tow, or me. My pastor walked into the church with me in tow. And he simply said, "You know where you need to do." And I said, "God, I need the light. God, help me. Because I don't know which way to go. I'm lost and undone, and I can't find my way out of the pit that I dug. What do I need? What do I need?" He said, "Here, let me show you what you lack." And as he began to work in my life, he filled me with the Holy Ghost. I was baptized in the same night, 1 o'clock in the morning. And for the Lord and for Sister Roach as my witness, we walked out on the patio to leave that church after me receiving the Holy Ghost and being baptized in Jesus' name. We walked out of the church. I got in my car and I drove home praying, worshiping, crying, thanking God for the light. Thanking God that he's allowed me to see what I needed to change. And as I stood there, or as I drove off that night, the next morning, a little lady, catty corner across the highway, used to come out and sit on her porch. And she was sitting there at 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30, 2 o'clock, whatever it was, by the time we got me baptized. And she said, "Brother Roach, I seen you take Michael Adams, that little thug, I seen you take him into the church." "But can I tell you, he didn't come out. I want to know where Michael is. What have you done with Michael?" He said, "What do you mean?" He said, our sister, it was Sister Roach. She said, "What do you mean?" She said, "He got in his car and he left." She said, "No, ma'am." She said, "An angel from God with a wingspan of probably 8-10 feet wide." He said, 6 to 7 to 12 maybe inches taller than Brother Roach. Come out of that church that night and got in that car and drove it away. She said, "I need what you've got. I need what he's got. I want to know what's going to change me like he's changed that young man. Amen. My teacher's called on graduation, my teacher to my mental health and mental retardation class. That's what they used to call it. They didn't call it special ed. MHMR, that's what you were. Called me from my class. I was in that class in the fourth grade. She called me when I graduated. And she said, "Brother, I want you to know." She said, "If there's ever a person in the world that I believe that God could change, it wasn't you." She said, "But I have watched you since God changed you." She said, "And I want you to know something without a doubt. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. You don't deserve, you don't belong in the darkness." I'm telling you, as an individual who knows what it's like to be in the darkness and knows and understands what it's like to come into the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's your turn tonight. Amen. To come into the light. Amen. Not only to come into the light of Jesus Christ, he has prepared it for you. He said, "I am the light." Come on. And as long as you will stay in the light, as long as you will stay in the light, it's never going to fade. It'll never dim. It'll never go out. It'll never go away. All I can tell you tonight is from a young man that don't know anything better. Again, it's taken me a long time. There was a preacher that preached a message one time at my pastor's church in Breckenridge, Texas. Ike Terry. And he preached a message saying it takes a long time to get a gate. It takes a long time to get a gate. Over the course, I am 55 years old today. Or in September, I turned 55 years old. I've doubled in this time of my life. I've been in church longer than I've been in the world, twice over. I've doubled it now, and I'm working on the third time that I've stayed in the light. And I want to tell you, in all of my failures, in all of my faults, in all of my troubles and trials, that light never goes out. It never fades. It'll never fail you in your time of trouble or your time of need. Why? Because he promised you, "I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you." It means you're going to have to leave the light for the light to stop shining. You're going to have to leave the light. It's your choice. It's your choice tonight. It'll be your choice tomorrow. It'll be your choice 25 years from today. Stay in the light. Brother Crosswhite. Stay in the light.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you just lift your hands to God? I want you to close your eyes. Just feel it. The Lord with me. The Lord's in this place tonight. Hallelujah. The lights are turned on tonight in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I got to speak to somebody tonight in this place. Hallelujah. As a shepherd. Maybe you're a mama and you're playing around with some things that you know that you shouldn't play around with. Tonight, the Holy Ghost wants you to see it. And the Holy Ghost wants you to do something about it. Maybe you're a young lady tonight that needs to take care of something in your heart, your life. The light has exposed something. You know tonight, you got to take care of it. Maybe you're a gentleman tonight, a young man or man in this place. The Lord has spoke to you and let you see something that he wants you to take care of. Maybe there's somebody right now that's discouraged in life. That feels like throwing in the towel. Come on. But the Holy Ghost is here. The message of God is to stay in the light. Hallelujah. You know what I feel tonight in this service? I feel from what Brother Graham has talked about, Brother Adams has talked about. I feel a deep opportunity. And the Holy Ghost for somebody to make a move tonight for God. That tonight is your night for you to make a choice. Whether you go in darkness or whether you let the light of God take care of that. And I got to say this. I've got to obey the Holy Ghost. And sometimes it takes some boldness, but I got to speak to you. Hallelujah. Don't ever make it a game to see how far you can step out and how quickly you can run back in. Quit playing around with danger. You need to turn the light on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands, saints. Come on, lift your hands. Somebody's got to obey the Holy Ghost. Somebody's got to obey the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Your pastor feels it tonight so deep. Somebody's got to make a choice tonight. The light of God is in this place. Hallelujah. And God wants you to walk in that light. God wants you to let it operate. God wants you to stay in the light. Come on, lady, it's not worth playing around with. It's not worth wasting your family picture, your family. Amen. Hear me, it's not worth it. Let your testimony go down the drain, young man. Come on, sir, it's not worth it for you to play the part. Amen. Hell, you can get out of jail, but you can't get out of hell. Hallelujah, you can't play with this. The light of God is shining tonight. The Holy Ghost is directing somebody to come. Come on, you're tired of the way you've been living here. You're tired of falling and failing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You want out tonight. The Holy Ghost is reaching for you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is drawing you. Don't give it a second thought tonight. Come on, don't wrestle in your mind and say, no, I'll wait for a better time. There's no better time than right now. Come on, there's no better time than now. Hallelujah. Hear me, mama, tonight. Even the Lord speaking to your heart. Even the Holy Ghost is reaching to you, lady. Hear me tonight, young man. God is reaching to you. God has talked to us tonight in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, won't you find a place here at the front right now? Come on, would you come and find it, bury your face tonight before God and ask God to help you? Come on, reach to the Lord tonight. Don't be ashamed or afraid ever to run to mercy's hand. Don't ever be ashamed to run to God and say, God, I need you. Come on, defy all the ways of the flesh and self tonight and say yes to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Don't leave this place regretting that you should have come, that you should have repented, you should have turned over. Amen. Everything, every secret part, the light begins to shine in. Oh, God, show us ourselves. Your plans, your secret plans. Come on, God sees that, and he wants you to see that he sees it. Would you turn it over to God tonight? Hallelujah. Let's make a way around the front. Come on, I need some prayer warriors to help me pray. Hallelujah. You're sitting tonight. I want you to come and help me pray. Amen. If you're not praying for yourself, would you pray for the Spirit of the Lord to minister to somebody else? Come on, I need help tonight around the front. I need altar workers. I need people to come up here and pray and intercede tonight. Come on, I need you to put your knees before the Lord, God, your face before the Lord, and bow your knee before the King of Kings and say, God, help me, Lord. Help my family, help my church, help my friends tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come help me pray. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, give it to the Lord tonight. Give it to the Lord tonight. Give it to the Lord tonight. Give it to the Lord. Let him light your life. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Come on, God is giving somebody a compliment tonight in the Holy Ghost. God is complimenting somebody by reaching to you and helping you. Hallelujah. Come on, quit fooling yourself. You don't have plenty of time, but you got an opportunity tonight to fall before the Master. I love you, Jesus. I seek you, Lord. I believe you, Lord Jesus. Jesus.